All right, welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com, our new format, our new, a little different than the last time you were here, Alex.
Quite different. Very impressive.
At Black Hat 2017, Mr. Alec Horan, and I'm so glad you're here in Appsys. I love Appsys, but from people that don't know what you do, tell us what you do.
Yeah, sure. So what Appsys does is we help our customers secure their back-end ERP systems. So that's the systems that run their payroll, manage their inventory, do their resource planning, my apologies, and just really keep their business functioning and running and profitable.
Now, why is this a carve-out niche for you? It seems like that should be taken care of internally, but you know that's where you're vulnerable, because if you don't take care of it and you're sloppy, you got a big problem.
Exactly, and really when you look at it on paper, it seems a no-brainer. This is the most critical assets that a business
exactly,
has.
The most critical, and they don't
you
do think, it. They don't protect it.
To do one. Exactly, yeah. But it's kind of like for those of you who ever dealt with SCADA, where it's so critical, don't even touch it.
Oh,
because
well.
If you breathe on it wrong, it might fall over and then we're in trouble.
Yeah.
So it's a catch-22. It's so critical that the enterprises aren't even willing to let someone look at it because they just need it to run.
Now, how do you overcome, since it is so critical, confidential, sensitive, how do you overcome the sale and say, let me take your most sensitive stuff and I'm going to take care of it for you?
Exactly.
That's a tough one, right?
That's a tough one. That requires definitely trust on the part of the customer with us.
Right.
And we have to establish why they should trust us and prove it. And the second is just, you've got to really know what you're doing. So it can't be, you described it as a niche. Like, we have a product that does that one thing, because you have to know that one thing inside and out. We can't be we do a little bit of everything, but nothing really well. We're the inverse. We do one thing and we do it exceptionally well.
Very interesting.
In terms of accounts payable, so if you think about firms like ADP, how do you work with those large companies, or are you working with their CISO teams and their SOC teams?
Yeah, we're working primarily with the office of the CISO. They're the ones really concerned with the risk to these systems. Sometimes it's the audit teams who've noticed that there's a gap in terms of what they're auditing on other systems and what they're seeing on these systems. Often it's they're not seeing them at all, but they know that they're there. Obviously as a vendor, we're happy to go in with whoever bring us in, but it's really the people who fundamentally care about the risk of the enterprise and just want to keep the enterprise running. Not eliminate the risk, I mean, that's cost prohibitive, but manage that risk and get it to an acceptable level for that business.
Understood.
Now, when you're selling this, what do you tell people about how you're protecting the data, how you're keeping it compartmentalized, encrypted, so on? I'm a dummy. So explain that to me.
Sure. And it's a very valid concern, because what we're doing, if you think about it from one point of view, we're taking all the information about what's wrong with your most critical systems and how to break into them and putting that all in one place, which is kind of scary for some
scary.
People. We're creating a little bit of a map of what to do.
Yeah.
So it's twofold. One is we have to very strongly secure what we have. It's all on-premise with our customers. They control that data.
Well, that's good.
They
only
have that access. And the second is we just have to stay abreast of what's changing in the enterprise. So even though these are technologies that have been around for 20, 30 years, new vulnerabilities are coming out every month for them. So we've got this kind of the thing that I really love about security, which is it's not stagnant. Security changes all the time, regardless of what you and I do. You wait long enough, there's a new type of exploit
right
there, there's a new thing coming out. We have a responsibility to our customers to make sure we're abreast of that, if we can anticipate that, and protect them for it. So the biggest challenge we have, you talked about protecting their data, is a reluctance to change those systems, even to applying a security patch. So often that protection has to be one layer outside of that system. Like, what's the ingress and egress of that system? All right, how can we help protect there and look for that bad behavior and either stop that bad behavior or at least alarm when it happens?
Are you finding that people come to you first and foremost because they're worried about their internal problems or external?
That's a really good question. I would lean more towards internal.
That's what
there's
I was thinking.
There's something that's happened internally, or there's something that happened to a friend of theirs who works at another company that was serious but internally contained, and they don't want to see that happen again, or they don't want to see that happen to them. So, I think there's a couple of public breaches that people know about, but the vast kind of incentive is some kind of internal event or some internal kind of come-to-Jesus moment that happened where they suddenly realized, oh, hey, I've been ignoring these systems for a while, and I just realized how important they are.
And do you find that people come to you after the event mostly, or is it proactive? Usually it's after, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, the horse has run out and we're closing the door. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's the only time it happens really before, and it's kind of a sad state. I think maybe it's human nature, not just our industry, but if it happens to an organization that's like you, then that can be a compelling event to go to your board
or
your security saying, hey, do we want to end up like them and in the news for those reasons? But unfortunately for human beings in general, it seems we only learn from experience versus learning from observation.
In terms of risk management, supervisory levels of control, as we talk about in Wall Street, level one, which is your front office, your client-facing functions, your level two risk management compliance, level three being your audit. So it's very fascinating because it appears as if you are supervisory level one, which many companies probably lack. So you're augmenting their internal risk management capability and serving as their first line of defense as well as their alert system, correct?
That's correct. And I'd say there's one extra element that we do that I had lunch with a customer yesterday, and he said his primary value from our product is visibility into a risk they just didn't even know they had. So it's one thing to know you have a risk and be manually managing it, and then someone comes along and says, well, I can do that quicker or faster or, you know, in an automated way. This was, we didn't even know we had this problem. Because it kind of was a known unknowns. We knew we weren't doing anything in that area, therefore we probably have a problem, but they had no visibility into the scope of that. So I think you're right, and I think across all those three levels, we give visibility to all of those areas.
So now, if you're handling sensitive financial data, Sarbanes-Oxley kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in trouble if something goes wrong on that one?
Yeah, exactly.
Does Onapsis indemnify people because we were doing it and we're the one that didn't catch it? Because sometimes people hire companies like yourself, in security, to shift liability.
The risk on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how does that work?
Yeah, so for us, we're not actually touching the data, so we're telling you on that system here is how someone could get to that data. In fact, we've designed our system so we just can't read that data.
Oh, excellent.
We don't want to inherit that risk from our customers.
What
we want to do is just tell them very clearly, hey, this data is accessible through these seven different ways, and here are the seven different ways to fix it. And if you're one of those organizations who can't or won't make those changes, then we'll tell you anytime someone tries to abuse those seven different ways, and you can react for it. But yeah, that I do see a lot of organizations buying security products more to say, I've solved that problem because I have this product. Or even if something happens, it's not my fault. I have this flashy box over here and the lights are blinking.
But if you pick the product, it is your fault.
That's true, ultimately, you know, we talk to people about going to the cloud, going to other areas, that if the product fails, it's still your organization who's in trouble. So you have to own, you can take best steps and try and get the best product and best solution, but you have to want to use it to provide the value it can, not just think by signing this check, I've solved that problem or I've moved that risk to someone else.
Yeah. Interesting. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
Oh. I am still amazed, actually, that the internet still works. Like, it's such a...
He wins. That's my best answer ever. It's the best answer ever.
It's so fragile. It's based on such a trust model and such an open model, and yet it keeps on working. And maybe not at this conference, but generally I use it to do financial transactions, and it just inherently works. Even though when you look at it, it's all based on I send off a DNS query and it comes back, and I just trust the answer, and I go to where it says. And
it's a brilliant insight.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And your global perspective, I would be curious to know. How you are expanding your client base, especially since you bring a very interesting, unique perspective of having lived in the UK as well as New Zealand.
Yeah. And that's one of the great things. We're not vertical specific. Back office systems, whether you're in China, whether you're in somewhere in Europe, whether you're in the US, et cetera, or in Australasia, you're running the same back end systems, either Oracle or SAP, and we cover SAP now, and we're leading for Oracle towards the end of the year. And really, everything's running in these systems, so we just want to be the go-to people, like you guys are for security news, the go-to people for securing those systems.
And helping people to sleep at night.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the idea. But
thank you.
It doesn't seem to work in
Vegas. Winner of the best SecurityGuyTV.com answer of the day. Excellent.
Yes.
Alex Horan, Onapsis, Onapsis.com. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio and SecurityGuyTV.com.
Thanks for having me.
At Black Hat 2017.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Excellent interview. Thanks.
Cheers.